Good morning. It's nice to be in church early, isn't it? I can see people using a. Is it cold? The weather is nice. This morning we'll be praying. Interesting. But before we pray, we'll just say a few things. The Reverend started a series last week on vision. And then we're still going to continue that. But I'm going to take it from another dimension. There are obstacles to vision. And it's the obstacles that we'll be dealing with this morning. There are walls. So I've titled the short message, "The Wall Must Collapse." You didn't say amen. The wall must collapse. And I want to capture vision from a broad perspective. Your aspirations, your desires, your dreams, the promises God has given unto you, your hopes, your ambitions. Joshua chapter 6 verse 1. It says, "Now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in." What actually struck me, or what strikes me about that verse, is that the shutting up of Jericho was because of some people. A fortified city. Say it was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. Why would they shut Jericho up? Exodus chapter 3 verse 8. It says, "When the Lord appeared to Moses in the burning bush, the Lord said to Moses, 'Since I have come to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians,'" that means the Israelites, "'and bring them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and what? Honey.'" I know everybody seated here this morning, God has allocated to you a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. But do you have access to the land? Have you gained access to that land? This morning, every obstruction, every hindrance, every wall that has been between you and that promised land, that land flowing with milk and honey, that wall will crumble in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, you don't believe me, right? As God promised them, He rescued them from Egypt and He brought them to the edge of the promised land. The edge of the promised land. And what is at the edge? At the edge is where the Jericho, the wall of Jericho is. There are problems that are long standing. There are problems that are deep rooted. I want to speak to you this morning that those problems will give way. I don't know what your ambitions are. I don't know what your desires are. But I know that you have desires. I know that a lot of us are at the edge of that promised land. We can smell it. We can feel it. We can see it in some cases, but we can't access it. Everybody seated here, that's a promised land for you, flowing with milk and honey. So why the struggle? Why the struggle? The wall is there, tall, tightly shut. You can't gain access. The devil is smart. And the strategy of the devil, you know, I have 6 D's. 6 D's. Number one is that he wants to delay. He will delay you. Let me quickly read Daniel chapter 10, verse 11. It says, O Daniel, greatly beloved of God. That was how Daniel was described in that verse. O Daniel, greatly beloved of God. He said, stand up and listen carefully to what I have to say to you. For God has sent me to you. So I stood up, still trembling with fear. Then he said, don't be frightened, Daniel. For your request has been heard in heaven and was answered the very first day you began to fast. Thirteen says, but for 21 days, the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia, he did what? He blocked my way, wall of Jericho. Delay. Only he blocked my way. Until God sent Michael, Angel Michael. You know what actually surprised me? He blocked the way, he sees the angel, and he sees the answer. And for 21 days, I was a delay. And when I was thinking about it, sometimes when you have delays that have a timing, it's okay. You go to the airport at 7 a.m., they tell you that your flight has been delayed till 9. It's not bad. That was the day I went to the airport. The flight was 7. They said it has been delayed till 9 p.m. 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's not a bad one because you have a time that you are working with. But when your delay is indefinite, then there's trouble. Indefinite delay. And I move from the next delay, from the first D to the next D, which is disappointment. After the delay, what happens? You become disappointed. You know, please follow me. And at any point, you feel that that's where you are. The world will crumble this morning. Sorry, after the delay is denied. Denies, you are refused. Warning, I can't give it to you. You can't have access to it. There are some people, but let me say, it's a senior barrister, it's a senior lawyer. I'm sure you have cases that you know the father dies or somebody dies, the children are denied the inheritance. Deny is refusal. That was the day I was at the embassy. And I saw two people from the same organization. You know, it's an open place. The same organization. And they were holding the same documents. And one went somewhere, the other went to another, and I was behind them. And right before my eyes, they gave somebody, one of them, The other was refused. It was denied. They deny you access to that land flowing with milk and honey. And after the denial, what comes? You are disappointed. First Kings chapter 19, verse 10. Elijah said, "I have been zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have broken down your altars and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me." There are people here that they have kept themselves. They are holy. Kept themselves. They are saints, yet they are denied. Yet they don't have access to that land. Elijah at this point was disappointed. I've done everything. I've put my life on the line. See what is happening to me. You feel deserted. And then you are disappointed. At who? At God. At the next stage, this is strategy of the devil, is that you are now discouraged. You know, I was thinking yesterday, disappointment is inevitable. But discouragement can be a choice. Because discouragement is bad. When you get to the level of you are discouraged, you are going down. Because Satan at that point wants to kill your trust in God. He wants to kill your trust in God. When you get to the point of discouragement, you are going down. If you remember the story of David and his men, they were coming from a war. And when they got back home, what happened? They had taken their burnt the place, taken their wives, and taken their children. What happened? They started to weep. The Bible says they wept until they had no strength to weep again. Sometimes we need to analyze these things. You weep, weep, weep until you run out of strength to weep. It's called discouragement. At that time, you know, what you are doing, that you are going down. There's no trust in God anymore. Now to add whatever to whatever, the men wanted to do what? Stone him. Maybe they were coming from the same war. He was their leader. Thank God that David, he says, he's a wise man. The Bible says he encouraged himself. Thank God for that encouragement. If he had continued in that line, he's going down. He's going down. He's going down. For it's better for us not to get to that level of discouragement. When you see that you are getting to that level, just nip it in the bud. Cry out. Speak up. And when you look at it really, really, you see some people, they have served God tirelessly. They have been with God. They have worked with God. Yet, there's nothing to show for it. So discouragement. And the last one, after discouragement, is devalue. When you get leave the point of discouragement, you get to the point of devalue. That means you are now. What is the word now? Huh? Worthless. You are not depreciated. You don't see anything good in yourself again. At that point, anything you just take anything. And that's why you see some people who say, he said, I will convert him to be a Christian when we marry. That's why you see some people. There's a lady I met some time ago. She was in courtship, and the man, whenever they fight, the man will beat her, will take her laptop for mole, and the lady will say, it is because we are not married. When we marry, he will change. You are devalued. Anything at that point goes. At that point, anything goes. You have depreciated. I missed a D out. Sorry. The D is between disappointment and devalue. Sorry? Discouraged. Exactly, sorry. Discouraged and devalued. The D is distraction. At the point when you are discouraged, after discouragement comes distraction. That's when they will sell alternatives to you. Let us go to this place. I can assure you, you will get an answer here. Distraction. It is the strategy of the devil. About 5 years ago, no, about 6 years ago now, there's a lady in my gym. Her daughter scored over 300 in JAMB. She wanted to study medicine. And she now did post-JAMB. Post-JAMB, what JAMB? She didn't score so high. And therefore, she couldn't enter for medicine. So the mother and I were discussing, and the mother just said, she can do any science course. Then within me, I started thinking, was it somebody that did the jump for her? Why is she talking in this manner? How old is this lady? She said, no, she can enter for biochemistry. So they're talking to this person, and then hopefully they will take her for biochemistry. That is the mother, the biological mother, talking about distraction. And I told her, and I said, how old is this lady now? If her vision, if her desire is to study medicine, let her study medicine. Let her do it again. She said, I said, yes. And I introduced her to somebody that spoke to her again. It's a medical doctor. Let her do it again. Today, the girl is in her final year in medicine. But you can imagine, if she did not meet me, she would have done a biochemistry course. She would have been finished right now, maybe serving or whatever. But you went to do an A-level. It means that even when you are in these situations, please have the right associations. have the right assertion. Till tomorrow, the mother is still saying it. That for God and for people that she spoke with, she would have studied biochemistry. Today, she's in final year medicine, UCH there. We are going to pray. And we're going to address the walls of Jericho militating against our vision, our desires, our ambitions. Because there is a land flowing with milk and honey for everyone here. But some of us, we've lost hope. There's no hope again. Whatever life brings, I will take it. No! No! You will gain access. That wall must crumble in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the desire may be, is it visa? You want to travel abroad? Who says? People are going every day. They're giving movies every day. Don't take no for an answer. No. And delay is not denial. Is it an employment? Is it promotion? I know somebody, I've shared it here before. She works in a fantastic multinational. For about 12 years, no promotion. You can imagine what state of depression she will be. But when God brought the promotion, that will be your story. For some of us, this week, and I mean this week, we will see the hand of our God. For some of us, before the end of the month, before the end of July. July is the seventh month of the year 2021. Before the end of July, you will see the hand of God. Let's rise up this morning. We're going to pray for 5 minutes. The Bible says fire goes before him. He says, and consume his foes on every side. He says, the mountain melts like wax. He says, the mountain. What is your mountain? What is that thing that is in front of your Jericho, your land flowing with milk and honey? He says, the mountain melts like wax. They're going to raise your voice this morning and say, every mountain that is militating against my progress, let it melt in the mighty name of Jesus. Do it yourself.